In business news, a high-tech company shows off some shining profits. Consumer electronics maker Apple Inc. posted record profits for the first fiscal quarter of the year. The company beat Wall Street's expectations, and it can thank the iPod for that. Apple says it racked up nearly $3.5 billion in sales of the portable audio device. Overall sales at the company rose 24%. But analysts who keep an eye on Apple still have reason for concern. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Apple CFO Peter Oppenheimer opened up a conference call with analysts and members of the press on a very positive note.
We are pleased to report stellar financial results and another record-breaking quarter for Apple.
Oppenheimer says Apple's profits have reached record highs, up 78% over last year. The company's popular iPod continued to do well, and as Apple executives had hoped, the iPod's popularity is helping drive up sales of its Macintosh computers. The company reported that it shipped more than 21 million iPods in the first quarter and more than 1.6 million Macs. Still, analysts were disappointed with Apple's cautious outlook for the second quarter, says Shaw Wu with American Technology Research.
Apple is known for their conservative guidance, so it's not really a surprise. Nevertheless, it was still a little bit more conservative than what most investors were looking for.
Apple predicted earnings up to $4.9 billion in the second quarter, and analysts were hoping for $5.2 billion. There's also a shadow over the company because of an investigation by federal prosecutors into stock options practices. Some investors fear the probe could implicate the company's CEO, Steve Jobs, who many believe is the key to Apple's success. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.